Manu Patra alerts dated the 7th of December 2017. Supreme Court has said that Indian courts can decline the relief of repatriation of a child to the parent living abroad even if a foreign court, located in the country from where the child was removed, has already passed orders for the child's repatriation. Supreme Court has held that an SSC is not entitled to benefit of exemption if it loses its eligibility as a small-scale industrial undertaking in a particular assessment year, even if in the initial year, eligibility was satisfied. Supreme Court has imposed a cost of 2 lakh each to 12 states and union territories for not responding to the letters issued by Ministry of Women and Child Development as per the Supreme Court order. Supreme Court has ruled that trial against Tarun Tejpal, the Tehelka founder accused of rape, will not be put off any longer, and urges the Bombay High Court to decide within 3 months on the senior journalist's petition challenging the charges against him. Supreme Court has reserved its verdict on a plea of the father of 7-year-old boy, who was found dead in a Gurugram school, seeking cancellation of the anticipatory bail granted to 3 trustees of the Ryan International Group. Bombay High Court has upheld the constitutional validity of recently enacted Real Estate Regulation and Development Act, 2016. Gujarat High Court has allowed a 20-year-old girl to go with her lover who has not yet attained the marriageable age, considering their submission that they would like to live with each other till such time that they can get married. Central Board of Excise and Customs has released the format for filing of anti-profiteering application under the Goods and Services Tax, GST, law. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Chennai has held that roaming charges cannot be considered as fee for technical services, hence there is no need to deduct tax at source under Section 194J of the Income Tax Act.